College is hard. Let's talk about it. We laugh, we share, and we're telling you all about our college experiences and tips to improve yours. Quadcast presents Quad Talk 101.
Hey guys, this is Sean Wattman, and I'm here with
Allie Robinson
and Sherry Kabumbi. And we are here. Welcome back. It's like the first week of the semester. Woo. I've been hearing mixed reviews from literally everyone about how their semester is going.
Yeah.
How's it been going for you guys?
I mean, I can't complain that much.
Okay.
It's pretty run of the mill, you know.
Right.
No one likes a semester starting after a month of break. So it's just sort of getting back into it. Hope it'll get better, but we'll see.
Oh, for sure. For sure. What about you, Sean?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get through it.
This is uplifting. You know? I mean, my semester, it's my senior year, so I'm trying really hard not to have senioritis. I think when I first started the semester, when I was planning my semester in the fall, I was like, I'm going to make my senior year so easy. Like, the spring semester, I'm literally going to do nothing. And now I'm doing all the things, and I'm like, I'm tired.
Yeah, it's also my senior year. So I did manage to sort of work it out so that I only have to take 4 courses.
Oh, nice.
Two of them are online. One is in person, only once a week. The other is my internship. So right now, it's pretty easy. But we'll see how that goes, because with completely online asynchronous courses can be easy until you slip off one day and you're like, I'll work on it another day. And then it just sort of snowballs. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I have every single thing from the semester due right now, and I have not done any of it.
Oh my gosh.
So it's just sort of that, like, staying on top of it, which is, we'll see how that goes.
I've definitely done that before, where I did an asynchronous, and she's like, you know what? You could, like, literally turn everything in the last day of the semester. And I'm like, that's too tempting, because then I'll have, like, 100 things to do.
Yeah, it takes a lot of self-control and, like, regulation to be like, okay, I am actually going to stay on top of this asynchronous class, even though I could let it fall to the wayside.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, what about you? How are your classes? Are you doing more online, more in person? What's going on with you?
Most are in person. One's online.
Okay.
And for the most part, like, I'm catching up. I'm good. Well, not catching up. It's the first week. If I had to catch up
good
on the first
for
week.
For you.
No, for the most part, it's going pretty well. I mean, one's online. It's going good. It's going pretty well.
You're like, it's happening. It's here.
I mean, yeah. We'll see how it goes. And, yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. The only, like, spicy thing I got going on is I'm doing an internship with the school, so it's producing the weather minutes. So if you guys are ever on campus and you see someone doing the weather on the TVs, I produce that.
Oh, I see you everywhere.
You see me,
everywhere. Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Whether it's at the rec center or, like, the SEC like building.
My person or my flyers or the video. Like,
oh, the video. I see you talking. Yes.
Hi, I'm Sherry. That's exactly how I sound. That was so good.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sherry. Yeah. And I don't know if any of you know Dr. T. You wouldn't, because you're a psych major, but we have a professor, Dr. T.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a teaching assistantship with him. So
that's cool.
That's pretty fun. It's for TV and radio. I don't know if you've taken it out.
MDC 320?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So what does that entail?
So pretty much with that, you learn more about how to, like, produce a radio show and how to produce audio. And I think you get to go on Dr. T's show, The Moldy Oldies, on WCUR, which is fun. And then you do some video stuff. So one, you do a commercial. Another one, you do, like, a whole news segment. And then you do a couple other things in between. So it's a very fun class.
Yeah, I really liked that when I took. I think I took it 2 semesters ago now.
Right.
And I really enjoyed it. So what do you do as a TA?
So I guess, like, I kind of, like, I don't even know how to describe it. I guess it's, like, different every day, but, like, you know, just directing students and helping them out if they need, like, have questions about things, or just being like, hey, you know, now we're going to transition over to this. So I'm just kind of, like, helping him, because I think he does the radio show, so he can't really be in the class.
Yeah.
So I'm just, like, directing students, like, all right, y'all are recording, or, like, all right, we're going to the radio station. So that's what I did the first day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, different each day, but that's what I did. And it was very embarrassing, because I was leading the students, like, to WCUR, which is in Sykes, and it was really rainy outside, and I did a split and fell in the middle of the Sykes lobby, and I was like, nobody saw that, right? And they're like, psh, no, I mean, you just, like, slid. It was graceful. And I was like, I like you guys. You're my favorite group.
So would you recommend being a TA if someone was, like, thinking about it, or?
Honestly, because, like, I guess the way I got it was just, like, my teacher's like, hey, can you just, like, help me in the classroom? Mm-hmm. So I found out, like, a week before I was doing it, But yeah, I adore the professor a lot, and like I loved that class. Mm-hmm. So if it's like a class you genuinely really liked and you have the know-how, heck yeah, do it. I mean, if it was like a class I really did not like and I'm like not jiving with a professor, I probably wouldn't do that class.
Yeah.
But if it's like a teacher you like and you just say, hey, is there any extra help? I already took the class, and like, is there anything you need? You know, teachers always love extra help.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah, right? And it counts towards my internship hours. So yay!
Woo!
Now, Allie, I know you had a question for us. What was your question?
All right. So this is our first episode back. So woo! I wanted to know if you guys had any like standout moments from the winter break.
You're looking at me, aren't you, Sean?
Okay, I'll go first.
Yay.
All right. So I actually went to Epcot for the day.
How you not? Yeah, way to bury the lead. You're going to make me go first? No, that's awesome.
Yeah,
how was that?
It was fun. There's a new few new rides. There's like the Ratatouille ride. That was a lot of fun.
Yes.
And then there was the, what is it? The Gardens of the Galaxy ride. Ooh. That was awesome.
Oh, that's in Epcot? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Huh. It's new. It's really cool. There's one in like Disneyland and in the world.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Wow, that sounds really cool.
Yeah. It was really awesome. It was like, I did not expect that. So, yeah.
So when you say for the day, do you mean you went... You flew to Florida from like Pennsylvania
Yo, that's
for
funny.
The day and flew back, or were you already in Florida and you just went there? What I need to know. I need
these
to
are
know.
The these are the pressing questions.
Yes. So, I was in Florida.
Okay.
And I visited family.
Okay.
And then
okay.
we went to Epcot. Yeah.
I have heard of people flying down to Disney for one day and then flying back. So I was like, it's not too far-fetched, but I don't think I can see Sean like
doing that,
getting
no.
his
oh, no,
stuff
I'm
together,
not, I'm not that
flying
crazy.
Down there and flying back
oh,
in
absolutely.
One day.
Sean's too high
not.
Maintenance.
I
you're
agree.
Like, no, I need like a day to rest, which is like completely valid. But
yeah.
you're right, to your point, I have met people where they're like, I'll just go to like Florida for like the day or just somewhere that's very far. And I'm like, why?
yeah.
I think someone I know, like, I think they drove Ooh. There and from PA, and then they went for the day and then came back. And I was like, ah.
Absolutely not.
I
no
can't do
way.
That. I can't do that. It's right up there with people who take hour-long car rides and never stop to go to the bathroom. Because I've had a friend like that where, like, I think we're driving to Penn State. It was 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
And we did not stop.
That's the worst.
And I was like, okay, I guess people don't do that when they drive.
So Epcot, why Epcot?
Well, I turned 20 on Wednesday.
Oh so. My gosh,
oh, double
happy
digits!
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You mean 2 decades?
Yeah, there you go.
That's
two
okay.
decades. Yeah,
also known as double digits. Yes. Yeah. So I went there for the day for fun, and I actually went to the French Pavilion, the restaurant, and they sang to me in "Happy Birthday" in French.
Oh, did you record it?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know how Disney is with like recording.
Oh, they don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Am I going to show you? No, but...
Whatever.
I looked horrific, but that's okay.
Oh, that'd be funny if you, like, had the video you showed me, but you blurred out your entire body.
Oh, my God. Can I do that?
I mean, yeah, I guess you could. And
oh
people
God,
are
I'm
like,
gonna
who is that? It's like, that's
not
me. It's like, I don't believe you. That's too funny. That's
yeah.
really... That sounds really cool. Any yeah. good souvenirs? Is it the first time you've been to Epcot, or...?
No, this is, like, my 12th time.
Oh, my gosh.
I've
yeah.
not been to Disney World.
We're going right now.
We're going to stop. I'm going to Disney World.
All right. Thanks for coming, guys. Talk to you later. Let's go.
Talk to you later. Bye. Let's do the drive and go for the day
yeah.
and come back.
Yeah. It's only like, what, 14 hours?
Oh, is it that long?
Yeah.
It's crazy long.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess if I had a standout, I most certainly didn't go to Epcot, but I did visit family. I really hadn't visited my family, like my extended family, in like years. So it was really cool to like get to visit and like see them all get loose. My mom accidentally started a dance party in the basement with all my relatives.
That sounds amazing.
And I'm like, wow, this is like very epic. So that was on Christmas, and then they like recorded us and sent to like all the people back home, like my relatives back home. So that was like, that was a standout because I've never seen everyone just start spontaneously dancing like that. It wasn't really supposed to be that kind of party, but it was, and it was the best.
That's the parties that you don't expect to be that fun always turn
right?
out being
right?
like the most fun you've ever had.
Yeah.
It was great. And I don't know if you guys know like the VR headset type things.
Yeah.
So like my uncles were like trying it out. All like my older relatives were trying it, and they're like, this technology, let's see how it goes. And my dad was like, nope. Like he had it on for like 2 seconds. He's like, nope, I'm done. No. And I'm like, that's funny.
What was it? Like, I know I've seen like bar fight, like virtual reality or like the like thing with the lightsabers, you know?
No. Oh my gosh, that's bar fight simulation.
You haven't seen that?
No. Why would they have that?
We are playing that later.
Okay.
After we go to Disney.
Of course, after we go to Disney. So no, they put on the headset and I think you get like a handheld thingy and you're on a roller coaster and you're like shooting at things.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like Disney World.
Yeah. So I think I did one where it's like the roller coaster and I'm like shooting at like dinosaurs or whatever. And then like my dad and my uncle did like something that wasn't as intense, but they still freaked out. They're like, no, too many things moving. I don't like it.
Yeah, I cannot do the VR stuff. It makes me motion sick.
Oh my gosh. And then my cousin was like, she's really into like shooting these dinosaurs. She really likes it. I was like, shut up. I'm doing my thing. Let me just keep going. So he was like very like, oh, okay, I see where you're at this moment. What about you, Allie? Did you do anything fun?
It was a pretty chill break. I will say that I got to mainly cook for Christmas, so that was fun, like, because I love ham,
Christmas ham.
Yeah, we did ham, we did lamb, we did some beef, a whole bunch of sides, and I love hosting and stuff like that, so that was sort of my happy place this break, not this semester.
I was gonna say, no, that's cool. Didn't we have a debate like last season about like Sean and ham or something like that?
I think Sean did not know if his family used glaze on their ham or not.
Here we go. All right, so I clarified. Yes, I do. We do.
Good, because eating that dry, that's wrong.
Listen, I don't cook. I have no idea what any of this is.
That's funny.
I don't even know where I am.
No, Sean did. Yeah, he sent us a text and he's like, I asked my mom. This is how we make the glaze. And I was like, okay, I feel better now. Because that'd be like, I don't know. I feel unsettled if it was just like a ham with like nothing on it.
It was keeping me up at night, I have to say.
Yeah, oh, okay. Same.
I couldn't sleep.
Listen, I've had it before where like my parents did turkey and all they did was put salt. And I'm like, that is not the way. We need to put all these seasonings or else it's not going to taste good. So I get it. You're like, I don't know what she uses.
Well, I'm glad you both are getting a good night's sleep these days.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, that was like great. I know. First week back, I think the general consensus I've gotten from people, because I do like to ask people like, hey, how's the semester going? Some people are like, my professor already gave us 12 pounds of homework.
Yes.
Or I think I've been seeing a lot of people doing online classes and being like, huh, this is a little intense, depending on what professor they have. Mm-hmm. So it's been a mixed bag. Everyone's been saying it's either like in the middle or like it's just there.
Yeah, I haven't heard anyone say, oh, this semester is going great right now. I am so happy to be back. I cannot wait for the rest of the semester. It's more like I'm here. Well, I don't know.
You're like, it's happening.
Whatever. Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if it's because I know a lot of seniors and juniors or like, I don't know. I guess it's just everyone's just like, all right, we're back. It's here. Stuff's happening. I think we have like a very high graduating class. I don't know if it's this class. It's either this class and the next class. I don't know. But we have like one of the biggest graduating classes coming up. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense, because I was talking to Sean and Allie before about how like a lot of my classes that had like 15 or so people have like about 100 people in a lecture hall. I haven't been in a lecture hall in years. So I'm just like, what the heck's going on?
Yeah.
But, you know, we were just talking with some people and they're like, oh, well, there's like less professors. I don't know if it was like less professors or less time slots and they're combining. So I'm like, that's interesting.
Yeah, I haven't really noticed that, just because my classes are online. So
look at the roster. You're like, this is too many people.
For me, I'm like the only person in the class. When you're on an online class, you don't care about like anyone else in the class. It's just, oh, I'm taking this class. I'm the only one in this class. Teehee.
I do get very shook when people are like, wait, I remember you. We had an online class together. I'm like, how do you remember?
Yeah.
Like, no one's, it's just the teacher talking usually. I mean, I'm flattered, but what?
Yeah. It's me and my computer screen. Occasionally, I'll remember there's a professor somewhere that's looking at my stuff that I submit. But online classes, me, D2L, that's it. That's all there are.
Question. So if you're doing the one that's not asynchronous, are you doing the ones where you meet, or are you doing the ones where...
No, they're both asynchronous.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So...
I just remember having like an online class and like nobody showed their face and the professor didn't show her face. So I'm just like, what am I doing right now?
Just you in the Zoom screen with it's a bunch of names.
Yeah, just with a bunch of names and everything was glitching. It was so bad.
Yeah,
so
online bad. Classes are like a weird little enclave. I don't even know how to describe it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, it's like a different subset of reality. When you're online class, it just doesn't feel real.
Because you're just like, am I supposed to? Yeah, I totally get what you're meaning. You're like, are assignments actually due or is that a suggestion? Like, that's how I always felt. I was like, yeah, maybe she won't notice. Yeah. That I didn't submit
it's
it.
Just it's there.
It's there.
I'll do it. Is it real though? I don't know.
Well, what advice would you guys have for people starting a semester? I was gonna say, what advice do you have for seniors? But
it's only the first week. It can only go up from here. I hope. So, I guess keep your head up. Maybe I don't know. This semester, it seems like it's gonna be weird. So.
Right. Doesn't it feel that way?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I feel like weird is going to happen. I predicted it first. So let's. What about you, Sean? You're like what? A freshman, right?
You just named every grade.
I didn't say senior.
You didn't say junior. You said senior.
Yeah.
You're
sophomore, senior.
He's a sophomore.
Correct. You said freshman. I'm insulted.
Wow. Yeah, well, do you have any advice for sophomores starting this semester?
Run.
Thanks. Yeah. Run.
Yeah, just have a good time. Don't take everything so like, you know, don't be so hard on yourself. Have a good time. And
nice.
Don't stress too much.
Nice. See, that's
I like that.
That's wholesome.
Thank you.
You know, I guess I don't know if this is really advice, but I always notice because sometimes people are like, the semester started off bad, so it's only gonna be bad. But like, I don't know. I guess whenever I'm done a semester, I'm like, wow, look how far we've come. Because I thought this was gonna be crappy, and then like all these different things happened, and now we're here. So it can only change, kind of like what you were saying. It can only get better from here. You know.
Yep. You've got 14 more weeks to make the best of whatever your situation may be.
Yep. Mark your calendar.
And if you're a sophomore, times that by three.
Times it by three.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
I thought you were going to plug your club, too. Go to Sean's dance club.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I wasn't sure. Okay, we're going to start that now? All right, cool.
Why should I go to your dance club, Sean?
All right, so our dance club is everyone can join. There are no tryouts. We do a variety of styles. A lot of the other dance team, they only do like one style or something. But we do a variety of styles. And we meet, I'm trying to think, Tuesdays from like 7:15 to, I believe. No, I take that back. 5:15 to 7:15. Yeah, 5:15 to 7:15. And then Wednesdays we meet from 7:30 to 8:30.
Okay.
At the rec center in either Studio A or B.
All right.
Yeah.
Definitely check them out. What's the name of your dance team?
Step It Up Dance Club.
Step It Up Dance Club.
Do you guys have any like social media or something we can follow?
We do. Yeah. Let me just pull that up because I don't remember it.
You're the best president ever, John.
I am. All right.
Or lead captain.
So this is lead captain.
Yeah.
This is our Instagram. It's WCU _step_it_up_dance_club.
Okay. I like it. I like all the underscores. Was that a creative choice or did you just think like we have to like have all these underscores?
That's just kind of how Instagram is.
Oh, that's how it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah. If you do, because we did spaces, that's why. So it's when you do spaces _.
Oh, okay.
So that's, That's
kinda nice. Nice. Well, thank you so much, Sean and Allie. I love like the conversation and we finally got into our next season and spring semester.
Yay.
It's going to be good. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Knock on wood.
Exactly. Knock on wood, guys. I love that. Well, guys, thank you for tuning in. We will see you guys next week. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WCU Quad and Twitter at The Quad WCU. Tune in next week for another episode of Quad Talk 101.